Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by three very kind boys. My name is Tommy Dasilo. We've also got over here
Adam Knox, the big man himself.
All right.
What up?
Heaps, man.
Can we restart?
No.
Damn it.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. We've also got over here the third member of our little posse.
It's me, Ben Vanel, and I'm here. I'm ready to go. I drank Mountain Dew before I
arrived here. Yeah.
I got some KFC for lunch.
Did you get KFC?
What'd you have?
Why didn't you post a photo of the KFC?
I was ashamed of my diet.
Yeah.
I got a Kentucky Burger combo.
Is that a new thing?
No. It's been around for a while. I got it on a whim once. It has coleslaw and barbecue sauce in it.
Yeah.
And it's quite an interesting flavor combo.
I don't know if that's a good combo. I like a bit of coleslaw, though,
It's kind of like a fried chicken burger you get at a pub or something.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Did you guys have that black zinger when that was out?
No, that looked disgusting.
Yeah, I purposefully did.
But there's no difference in taste. Is that correct?
No, but I'd imagine that my brain would, like, placebo effect, make it taste rotten.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I associate bread of that color with it being incredibly moldy.
Rotten as, yeah.
Yeah.
And so I wouldn't want to eat one. They have normal ones right there.
That's true. I don't quite get, like, beyond just having to have an ad and go, hey, look at this.
I don't quite get why.
Well, wasn't there a Burger King burger that was going to be like red or something?
Yeah,
there was a black one as well.
Right.
We missed
the date.
Yeah, they love it. Because we're both going back to Japan this year, separately of each other. We've learned our lesson after last time.
Yeah.
I'm hoping there's different colours for both of us when we're there.
Yeah.
How do you tell if the black ones have gone off though?
Well, it's a limited time only thing, so it's not on the menu long enough for any of the...
Also, don't those, like, sugary buns never go off?
Yeah, I guess so. They're what you're meant to eat after the apocalypse or whatever.
Yeah.
So is that what it is? It's just like a certain type of, like, brioche or whatever?
I think so.
I think it's probably just brioche at a KFC.
Well...
You stupid fucking idiot.
Oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed.
I think at a KFC, it's like, this is chemically bread.
Yeah, this is technically...
This has the same components as bread would.
Yeah,
sure.
That was poured out of a test tube into a...
What was it? Did that ever turn out to be true, that rumor that McDonald's had to put the pickle is only in the burger because otherwise it's technically classified as like
confectionery?
I don't know if that's true. I don't think that was true.
That's just a thing that someone would make up going, this sounds like it could be true.
Yeah.
I'm going to fool generations upon generations of playgrounds of children.
Yeah. Two generations since McDonald's has existed. Yeah.
Well,
maybe three or four.
Yeah, two. I said generations upon generations.
I guess there's
another one on top of that.
But that would be generation upon generation.
Step off.
Tommy, Knox has the experience in fooling playgrounds full of children, okay? Let's defer to him.
So,
tell you what, that was a pretty dark zinger itself.
Okay.
Should have quit while we were ahead.
Well, we were talking about black zingers. Black is a dark color, the darkest one. It's an absence of color.
Some might say, yeah, it's an absence of color.
The color of those pants that you're wearing right now. Boy, also, let me tell you what, I'd like to put my teeth around them and just pull them off the bottom of that supple little body of yours.
For the listeners, they're just blue jeans.
They're not blue jeans.
They're black. They're black, like the zinger.
They're black pants. They're black cotton pants. Where'd you get them from?
I think Kmart.
Cool.
A while ago.
What about your pants, Tommy?
These are from Uniqlo.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they're dark blue chinos.
Yep.
The button on the zip has popped off.
Oh, dear. Right now?
I've gained weight during this podcast. We'll just talk about black zingers is really filling me up. What do you got? Where'd you get your pants from?
You're listening to the pants cast. Yeah, welcome to the pants cast.
A stretch denim. I think, I forget what they're called.
Pants?
Ramblers or something?
Not Wranglers.
No, they're not Wranglers.
Oh, Ramblers.
I got them for $25 on sale at Meijer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's good.
I'm happy with them.
Down from what?
like 100 or something.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Now that is a deal.
I just rolled in at like 10 a.m. on a weekday because what else have I got going on? And tried on some jeans, tried on a whole bunch.
Yep.
Found the best fitting pair and was surprised.
They happened to be, yeah. Was it the thing where it was on the, because sometimes it's not even on the tag that's on sale and you, when you go to the checkout, they're like,
it's doubly
hey, by
on
the way,
sale.
These yeah. are like half off. How
yeah.
is that?
Yeah, it was that.
And it was that?
It was so
man,
good.
Man, so good. Mm. Well, I think we've talked about everything we came here to talk about today.
Yeah, that's yeah. been the podcast, everybody. Yeah.
It's day one pants reactions.
Well, we're into minute four of the podcast, which is very apt
oh.
because we're here today to talk about a video game that just came out.
Star Fox Zero.
No, Uncharted 4.
Yeah.
It came out today. I wiggled my little fanny down to the JB yeah. Hi-Fi at mm-hmm. Barclay Square.
What pants were you wearing over that fan?
These exact same ones.
Oh,
I
nice.
I'm not going to change my pants just because you guys are coming
yeah,
around.
Very good point. maybe he could have shit his pants. I did forget about that.
Oh, I was so excited.
Yeah.
As soon as that money left my account and yeah. it was official, yeah. I now owned the deed and the title to my own copy of Uncharted 4.
Yep.
I just immediately evacuate. It's like the brown note. It's like yeah. that exact tone of $89 leaving your account.
Ooh.
Just sets you off.
89.
Mm.
Really?
I know, that's pretty.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, it's usually like a 69.
Well, often when when games first come out as well, they
yep.
they're pretty cheap these days.
Yeah, yeah,
relatively.
But, yeah, I know, but I think I don't know. I just think it's supply and because this is such a big title,
yeah.
they know
yeah.
everyone's gonna go get it.
Yeah.
But a friend of mine today, he posted a thing on Instagram of him like on the way back from the shops
mm. yeah.
holding a copy going, which first of all, fuck off.
Yeah.
but he got the, they had one in there for like $119.
That, oh, the old fucking, extras one.
The
yeah.
collectors. I mean, what do you,
I don't get
I
that.
I lose
full
so
stop.
Much. I'd lost respect for him, I have to say. Mm-hmm. Like, look, he's doing fine. He works a good job.
Yep.
He can afford it. He has enough money.
Mm. Yeah.
But still, the buying into their little trap of buying with the
yeah.
the steel, the boxes made out
I
of
hate
steel.
The steel boxes.
It's the Zynga Black mat. Of video games.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same.
It literally
yeah.
is.
But it's
yeah.
just
yeah.
a little bit fancier looking.
Whereas yeah. what I prefer the $25 stretch denim
yeah.
for video
yeah.
games. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
I'm going yeah. down to Kmart for my video games.
That's a really good way to pay more than you would anywhere else. So, yeah, we purchased it. We came back here, or you guys came around, and people liked it when we did the Far Cry Primal
yep.
Day one kind of impressions. So we thought we would try and get this out really quickly. So we played, I thought we'd played for longer. We looked up on the
yeah.
thing where it charts how long you've played. We played 1 hour.
Yeah.
Our
yeah.
original thing was let's just play it all day and let's get real deep.
Yeah.
So we have played up to
the
we've
title.
Played up until the title screen.
Yeah,
yeah.
Which,
there's like a late title card. By
yeah.
the way, there'll be spoil like this is it's like the first hour of it. So
we're
going to
spoil
that
the very start of the game, which
yeah.
is not much. So
yeah, it's
let's
pretty
we played
much all
a little
prequel.
We played some of the multiplayer as well.
We played
yeah,
a bit, but
yeah.
we'll get into that. So first of all, we've been hyping this game since this podcast started.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
game has been. You know,
we've been paid a lot of money to mention this game on every podcast. Until
but
now.
it's been sort of coming down the pipe for the entire time we've been doing this show. I think we probably talked about it in Ep 1 as something we're all very excited about.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
I was a huge fan of number 2 and 3.
Mm-hmm.
This has been it's been interesting because in the last week, like last week, there was the day where because what happens with games for people that don't know, they'll send out the companies send out. The review copies, and then they generally put like an embargo date
yeah.
where you can't write anything about it until that date.
It's
and
usually
so,
the day of release these days as mm. well.
Well, this is it. It's different from game to game.
Yeah.
Like because I think it was like Thursday or something last week for
yeah.
this. So nearly a full week out where all of a sudden you just notice all these reviews appear online
yeah.
all at once. I think it generally tends to be the day of release is pretty rare. And it's usually if they're a little bit worried about the quality of the game.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. It's
yeah.
like, hey, guys, you can't say anything about this until...
Well, like Doom, the new Doom, they're not sending out review copies.
Oh, really?
Right,
they're
yeah.
just like, you have to go buy it if you review games.
They
yeah.
are worried.
It's like yeah. with movies. Like, they don't... They just hope people see it because they're at the movies and they decide to see a movie
yeah.
and they don't get to check the reviews.
Yeah.
yeah.
But so this came out... yeah, the reviews started coming out late last week. Early word was like mostly... really good.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a couple of things of people kind of saying, you know, more of the same.
Yeah.
Like that was the kind of a bit of the negative thing.
Yeah.
Because you sort of notice with anything big like this, I think a lot of kind of outlets decide in advance like, hey, we got to.
Oh, totally.
We've got to have an angle here.
Yeah, yeah.
We can't just
let's editorialize. Yeah. Let's, yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
Well, but because you've got to. That's reviewing is an art in inverted commas in itself.
Mm.
So the only way you're going to stand out and have people click you, if you just sit there and go, oh, yeah, it's real good.
Yeah. Some people, I think it'd be more like some people have those sort of personalities or opinions anyway. And
sure.
then websites are more like, okay, well, that will hire you because this.
But also every writer is also ostensibly trying to build up their own folio as well.
But I
and
don't
how
think
do you make an interesting folio?
I don't think anybody is
say.
Forcing themselves to be like, eh, I don't like it, you know?
Sure. But for me, I was looking at that and going, that's such a weird criticism because it's like more of the same. Like it's not saying that it's going to do anything else.
Yeah.
And if more of the same is...
It literally has a four in the title.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
what do you expect?
Yeah. And if the same that it's copying is really fucking great,
yeah.
well then who... And like when did the last one come out? Like
2011?
2011?
Yeah.
Like that's 5 years ago.
And I can kind of get the perspective. Like we only played about an hour, but it looks like more of the same, but really good and
exactly.
you know,
that's
the same high quality.
Sure, when you haven't gone into that world for 5 years,
totally.
It's like, fine, I want to play more
of the
same.
But I can see the perspective if you're coming at something from like a... I'm a reviewer who talks about like video games as a fucking whole medium and all this shit. And
yeah,
like,
sure.
The sort of film reviewer who'd be like, oh, this is just another good action movie and give it 2 stars for that.
Yeah, right.
And like, because Uncharted 2 was one of those things where I remember playing that and like fucking nothing else had been like that before.
Yeah.
Right.
But like the way that did all of like the cinematic action stuff
but
was really different.
But that's where you get to in a position where Naughty Dog are out with this, where it's like you lose that element of surprise, so you just have to go bigger and bigger.
Totally, and I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
And from this first hour of Uncharted, it looks like the story is going to be a little bit more like personal.
Yes,
and, like it's very much about.
Well, I think they finally reached the capabilities of like portraying emotion on model, like character models' faces.
Yeah,
so the faces
like, oh,
looked really
fuck. They look great.
Okay, so let's should we just go through what we've played so far? So we loaded up. First of all, we got really. We got worried because we heard there was a fucking day one 5 gigabyte patch that you had to download, which turns out was just for the multiplayer. Gaming in 2016,
mm-hmm.
it's no good.
Mm-hmm.
So fucking work it out.
Yep.
So we go in, you open, you're on a boat, you dropped right into the action.
Yep.
Immediately, Nox? You predicted.
Yeah.
It's a flash forward.
Yeah.
That was the start of 2, was that as well? Do you remember you were hanging from the train?
Mm. Yes, that's right.
And then
the
it
snow,
cuts away from that, and then halfway through the game is when that actually happens.
Yeah.
Which I don't like.
So
as
it's
like
more
a,
of the same, basically.
As a storytelling technique, I always like it. Like the thing of trying to hook people in by going like, oh, how's this going to come up?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When they go like, here's this crazy situation. How are we going to get to here?
Yeah.
I always find that a little boring for some reason because you end up inevitably having to do that bit again.
Yep.
And it's
like, also a formula that you now know.
Yeah, exactly.
But
in
terms of it being a game, I'm kind of fine with being dropped in and we're controlling a boat and being shot at.
And it does
do
well.
You're not
because
on an island with no fucking weapon or anything and having to like just, you know.
And it's teaching you the shooting and the cover and all that sort of stuff in a way that is more interesting than just like, you know, some games they'll start with you in like a training course of like, man, why do I have to do the training again? Hey, it's always good to brush up.
Yes.
I guess, you know.
Because that's basically, because we played up to the title script, the opening credits.
Yeah.
We basically played an extended tutorial that did not feel like a tutorial.
Yeah, pretty much.
Which I think is cool.
Yeah.
So we're in, and it's the bit in the boat is kind of one of those things where like you're getting shot at and like it's like, hey, go around here.
Yeah.
And it's, you kind of can't die. Like it's kind of on rails.
Yeah.
It's just sort of like it's, the enemies are going really easy on you.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean? Like you can take a lot of hits.
Yeah.
You then get rammed, your boat, you sink, and we then cut back to Nathan Drake as a kid in an orphanage, and you have to break out and meet your brother, and you do that by kind of like running along all these rooftops.
Again, teaching you how to do the climbing stuff, without you really, I mean, you kind of notice, but without it being obnoxiously like, you know, here's a literal climbing wall to...
Yeah.
Do you remember the start of, this is an old game to bring up, but like the start of Splinter Cell?
I never played it.
It was literally an obstacle course from this guy who's like a 45-year-old spy who's been doing it for like 25 years. Mm. And it always is, and lots of things do that where it's really strange to do that.
Yeah.
And this is a way better way of like, put an actual reason in the story to teach you about stealth.
Yeah.
Which is like,
and
the
especially when the game, when the game looks this good, and also when, what these games have always done really well is that they're having bits of dialogue happen as you're doing it.
Yep.
So you kind of learn. So you're sort of getting in with the story as well. Yeah. Like it's kind of because the other side of that is Ratchet and Clank, which I just finished. The training mode of that is your Ratchet really wants to be in the Galactic Rangers, who's this group of superheroes, and they come to his planet and they hold like a training day. Like, hey, would you be able to cut it as a Galactic Ranger? We'll come down to the fairgrounds and have a crack on our little simulator and see how you go. And so it's built into the story.
Yep.
And so you play through like a literal training simulator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But again, it's cool. It works because it's built into the story.
Yep.
It's like he's like really wants to be one. So it's like, oh, this is my chance to be it.
Sure. Yep.
So because we were talking...
Yeah, this one, the story element that makes it work is that you're following your older brother who's like, come on, little buddy, here's how you do it. And you kind of like, he doesn't literally tell you, but you'll watch him like throw a rope over and swing on that.
And then near the end, he's like, hey, how about you give this a go?
Yeah. It was kind of cool having played the other ones as well, how they kind of threw in some traits of Nathan Drake's from the old games that your older brother has.
Right.
And you can kind of see he's picked them up from him, which was nice.
Yep. Yeah. So that's all really cool. And again, I mean, we could just fixate on this forever. It looks amazing.
Yeah.
It
looks so good. All you're doing is just walking around rooftops for... Mm-hmm. It's a pretty long sequence. It felt like about 15 minutes or so.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it just doesn't... You don't mind.
Yeah. Well, and then when you get that next little story bit, it's so well acted and like portrayed. Like it's pretty incredible. Like you mentioned the Polar Express, which I couldn't watch because it looked creepy.
Yeah.
And it's actually a little better than that because it doesn't look...
It is definitely better than the Polar Express.
There still is, you know, there's still a slight tinge of Uncanny Valley going on. But
every now and again.
It's watchable.
I feel like I felt weird about it because it was actually so good.
Yeah.
I don't think it was the Uncanny Valley thing. I think I'm just like being like, wow, I don't know quite how to take this in because it looks...
Well, we've gotten used to it now too because we've had, you know, LA so many
Noir
more years
was
of
the
it
thing
then.
That made me do that at first.
Right. What?
Do you remember that? LA Noir?
Yeah.
No.
They mapped like every point on a person's face and did
well,
and
like half the characters were actors from Mad Men as well.
Yeah,
so it just looked like you were watching Mad Men characters be these like 40s detectives.
Yeah.
And the facial animation was so fucking nuts that it looked really crazy. And this is kind of better than that in a weird way because it's more exaggerated.
It's a bit,
and a bit
smoothed over. A
and
little bit
I said
cartoonish.
This to you guys while we were playing, but I'm studying 3D animation and modeling at the moment, and so I kind of get I actually kind of get the basics of how that stuff is put together now. Yeah. And so watching this stuff now, it makes me feel sick. Like just thinking about, like it's not like I took it for granted before and was like, oh, that'd be really easy to make, but actually knowing like... Even just having to make the most basic shit in my class and it taking me forever. It's like, my God. Anyway, so we then cut forward to a few years later.
Yeah.
You're now in jail with your brother.
Mm-hmm.
And we get our first kind of tutorial of how to be being in a fight.
Yep.
And you know what? One thing these games love doing, you're in a fight with someone, they pin you up against a wall and you got to hammer that fucking triangle button.
Yeah.
I just don't like.
Is the idea
like it.
That it's meant to make you go like, ugh, and like struggle? Like, how do you make someone struggle?
I guess so, but it's sort of like.
It's boring at the
because
same
those
time.
Bits, you're never going to not be able to pass that bit.
Yeah.
Like, you might fuck it. You might not quite be quick enough the first time around, but then the next time, you're going to get it immediately.
Yeah.
So it's actually not a challenge. It's just like an enforced. And just, there's something about mashing a button that to me is just permanently linked in with the Mario Party games, which are just like.
Really lazy.
Great for their time, but just stupid and fun. And it just feels like...
You feel like someone fucking playing a video game on a TV show.
Exactly. You feel like the worst cliche of what people have in their heads of what video games are.
Yeah.
I'm not... In Sleeping Dogs, they sometimes do it in these games if it's like someone coming at you in slow motion and it's like quickly push the button.
Yeah, quick time.
Or like a combo.
Yeah.
Cool, great.
Yeah. Yep.
But they do it heaps with the like... Having to open doors and
it's brutal. Tomb Raider games as well.
Yeah, just too much.
Well, there was that period of time where it was quick time events in everything, like the God of War games, all the boss battles. It was like press square now, press circle now, and then you're like climbing up a monster instead of like
you're playing
pushing up.
You're playing Simon Says at some point.
Just memorizing patterns or whatever.
Yeah.
So then you're in the fight and then you find out that you've basically, you and your brother have bought your way into this prison to go and try and explore an abandoned side of the prison
thing?
Like a
yeah.
tower?
Yeah, like an old sort of 1500s piratey looking
tower.
So then you're into your next bit of kind of a bit of an elaboration of what you were doing just before as a kid, like kind of running along roofs and like kind of scaling in and through windows
cliffs and stuff. Yeah.
And one thing we've you know picked up on that these games love doing from right back on the first, the constantly scaling along a ledge or climbing up a ladder and then a bit of it kind of like breaks and falls off.
Yeah, a bit of a whoa.
Drake is constantly...
whoa.
It's, look, when I'm playing it by myself and I'm just like in it, like I generally play these games at night, like you're into the mood of it, you're alone.
Yep.
It does, it gets me.
Oh, when it's working, it's like Bruce Willis in Die Hard where he's the wisecracking like...
Oh, totally, yeah.
And like how he keeps going like, oh, I'm too old for this or whatever he says. And that sort of stuff can be cool.
It's not, it does. It does.
Yeah. I think he says that in like the fourth one, doesn't he?
No, that's Danny Glover in Lethal Weapon.
I reckon Bruce Willis probably says it in the old... Because that's him and his kid.
Maybe it was reviews like of callback. The most recent Die Hard that said he was too old for it.
But so like, when I find it very fit, because I buy into it because when I'm on your own, you're just like, we're here mucking around. We got to...
Well, that's the thing. At its best, it is like you're playing in a movie that is actually immersive.
Yeah. Again, from two, like I didn't remember, I can't remember, like maybe they had it, but... That was the first time I remember a game doing that sort of stuff and like you're jumping and the character goes like, holy shit, this is fucking scary.
And
instead of it just being an action movie thing. And these are very cartoony sort of Indiana Jonesy big, like I can take 30 punches and I'm good.
As I said when we were in a shootout at the start, the great move of you, as you take damage, the screen gets more and more red.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like comes in from the sides and basically you just sort of know instinctively once it gets to the middle, you're dead. But hey, just take cover for like 5 minutes. All them flesh wounds are all fine now. You're back ready to go.
Yeah, you Wolverine it. You pop out the bullets.
So, we were...
Bit of puzzle action.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you're basically just kind of like clambering around this tower. More just kind of, getting the grips of the grapple thing and everything.
A little bit
like
of running,
a
little bit more punching. Some shooting early, like it seems like it's going to be the same stuff, but already I'm kind of interested to see where the story goes.
I'm really into the story so far, I have to say. The other two, I've sort of just been like, I remember, because I haven't actually played the first one all the way through.
I haven't played it at all.
I've played the second one, I remember you start off in that museum. Like, I remember being a little bit like...
They're kind of just like straightforward heist type things.
Just wanting that stuff to kind of like get on with so I could be kind of in it. And I think maybe that's with this one, knowing a bit more what to expect. Because I have to say, as much as I enjoy it, I still do find it... I have a little bit of a hold up with the whole cinematic game thing where you jump back in time and then all of a sudden you're playing as a kid. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't hate it, but it does take me out of it a little bit. Like I love a Zelda thing where you're just in and then you're just it from the minute the game starts.
Yeah.
That time you're playing through a set time frame.
Yep.
The whole kind of jumping back and like you're playing bits of a movie, I've always found it a little weird.
Yeah.
Like even from when I went and played the first one of those games, I was like, this is a little, this is kind of a little strange, like playing through flashbacks and stuff like that. I don't know. I just
flashbacks in general, I think, is like storytelling techniques. Like I said before, it's a little overdone.
Yes.
Yep. It's like in a zombie movie, how the news broadcast is how you find out about it. Like, or in any movie where it's just like it cuts to a fake news channel.
Yeah.
Fucking lazy sort of thing, you know? And flashbacks tend to be that, like, if you can't convey the thing in the current time when the actual story is happening.
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Then that's maybe strange. But
voiceover is also
one that people
hate for that is very good.
Yeah.
Just explaining what's happening rather than showing it.
Yeah. But at the same time.
Which is like, House of Cards gets all this credit for being this like really intelligent show. The character fucking talks into the camera at the audience.
Yeah, it's
like
the Big Short syndrome.
Yeah.
It's Malcolm in the Middle.
It literally is.
The Big Short is a good movie. House of Cards is a great show. Malcolm in the Middle is the most underrated sitcom that's ever been made.
Yeah, I agree with two of those statements.
You don't like House of Cards?
Okay, so we then get to, we then are in another fight in the prison.
Yep.
We kind of like fuck over a guard. And
prison break,
and then we're in a big kind of like running through the like chase thing. So then that was where we got up to. The credits then kick in. So you've basically had a really simplified fight and a really simplified rooftop thing, and then two more elaborate versions of them, and then a kind of a mechanics of like running thing. Yeah. So yep. you're pretty much up to scratch.
It's established who your brother was to you.
Yes.
And that sort of thing, which like obviously the brother and Nathan are going to be important to each other, which I think is the most interesting thing about this one versus the others, is I can't remember any of the relationships between any of the characters I gave a shit about.
Same. Yeah. I'm into this. Like I'm into the storytelling. I think all the prison stuff is really cool. Yeah. Like the way that you're, and just the writing. I mean, that's what these games have always been renowned for. But the whole
Especially with The Last of Us was such a step up for that stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And that did the relationship between Joel and Ellie really well. Yeah. And so I'm kind of hoping that this ends up being the same.
Bit of enforced slow walk that you're a big fan of, Ben.
Not too much.
Yeah. There was a bit where, so just after the rooftop thing with the brother when you're a kid, he goes, "Hey, I found where Dad." What was it? He found a bunch of their mum's possessions.
Stuff, yeah.
And he's just giving you a motorbike as a gift. And he's like, "Let's go get him." And you go, "Oh, cool. This is where vehicle stuff is going to come into it. We're going to ride a motorbike around." Yeah. No, we just cut to being in prison.
Yeah.
What do we get to do instead? We get to control him slowly walking through the prison from A to B.
Yeah, in handcuffs.
Being guided by a guard.
Man, did you ever play the Gears of War games, Tommy? Nah. Did you play them?
No.
Oh, they were the fucking worst for that. There were segments of that where he would fucking, because it's Bender from Futurama who's the main guy.
Right.
And he's not literally, it's just
the voice actor, yeah.
And he puts his...
No one thought that.
Well, someone might have, and now I've cleared it up. Best to be clear. He puts his fingers up to his ear like to an earpiece
and
thing.
He says, "Fry,
bite my shiny metal ass."
He starts talking in like home base
the great,
or whatever.
Hang on, the famous catchphrase of Bender.
Fry.
Ben, don't jump in if you don't know what the actual quote is.
I challenge you. It was my favorite. Fry.
It was my favorite show when I was 12. I had that one, okay? I was ready to go.
Puts his finger up to his ear and he goes, "Hey, what's cook? Who's the beef? Where's the milk at?
I am Bender."
But yeah, you'll just be walking so slowly, unable to do anything other than look around with him like doing 2 minutes worth of like, "Well, so we got to get up to the tower, hey?" "Yeah, get up to the tower." "All right, well, we'll get up to the tower." And it's fucking infuriating.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. It's no good.
But
then the other thing, actually, with those sort of things that can get fucked up as well, since we're talking about video games. I played a little bit of Red Dead Redemption not that long ago.
Yeah.
Because I heard there was going to be that new one, so I kind of went back to it for like an hour. And there are bits, and this happens in all those Rockstar games, where because you're driving somewhere and they're talking to each other, you'll get there a bit early.
Yes,
and
it will so cut just it cuts off. Yeah.
Which is so like, you knew how long it was going to take for me to get, you made the game.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I always get too into the realism of, because there's always a mission early on where someone will go, "Hey, follow me."
Yeah.
And you just got to walk at your own, it's like you see on the map where the, checkpoint is, where you've got to get to.
And you can just run ahead
and
if you
want. And you can just run, because it's like, well, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
But it's also, it's like, oh, I want this to be, because in real life, if you just did start running, you'd be like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
That'd be so great if you go like, "All right, well, let's go to the car." "All right," and just fucking sprint off down
Naruto
the street.
Naruto style, just flat out.
with your fucking arms hung out behind you. Always
every
wearing
game,
a backpack.
Every game, if there's going to be a button you can hold down to run, there should be another one that you can hold down to run Naruto style. That'd be great.
I see. Do you ever see people running like that in real life?
No.
I see that sometimes.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I know it's like a kind of a meme thing that kids are into.
Is it? They're always wearing backpacks when kids do it.
Yeah.
A lot of always kids wear backpacks, wearing backpacks anyway. Yeah. They go to school.
How old are you? You sound a million right now.
Yeah. I'm older than you'd know.
Okay.
You're younger than both of us.
I'm 26 years old, if anyone wants to know. Update my Wikipedia page. It's Daryl Summers.
Are you 30 this year, Ben?
No, next year.
Next year, okay. Yeah. So I'm a year older than you.
Yeah.
You're all too old to be doing a fucking video games podcast.
I think we're the perfect age to be doing a video games podcast.
Okay, so yeah, really cool. I'm really into it so far.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it is more of the same. And but is fucking...
Exactly.
It's more of the same but better. And also, I've read a couple... Well, two things. I've read a couple of reviews where they've gone like, "Oh, I just don't see, you know, what can they fucking do from here?" And like... They've said that this is it.
Yeah.
Like, they've said that this is the final chapter.
Yeah, from here they'll go make a new The Last of Us. Like, they'll make another good
story. I kind
of
hope that, they just do a completely new thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, one review I read where it was like, "Nah, you know, it just is more of the same. And hey, but there's vehicle stuff in this and that's new to the franchise." It's like, You're acknowledging that there is something different here.
Yeah.
Fucking idiots.
Well, and if you're not in for more of, like, they've never presented it as anything other than more of the same.
Yeah. Mm.
Like, it's just, you're right, it isn't a fair complaint necessarily. Because, like, maybe if, I don't know, if a fucking, what's a good analogy here? Like, if you went and saw the new movie from, like, Steven Spielberg and he's just done E.T. 2. But the whole time he's been, man, this is...
Wait, okay.
This is not a clear way of expressing myself.
I was thinking about if trying AC/DC, to make the same analogy and I just couldn't even...
It's impossible to wrap your head around.
If AC/DC brings out a new album, no one's going, where are the synths, guys?
Yeah, exactly. They've been doing the same three songs for years.
Yeah. And
three
who cares?
Is generous as
if
well.
If you like that, then that's all you want. Is
man, I went and got another butter chicken and met really similar to the butter chicken I had last week.
Like, I want my Mario platformers with Nintendo. I want them to experiment and I want them to bring new ideas into the mix as technology evolves. But a franchise like this where you're playing an Indiana Jones movie, I just want the storytelling to be a little better. I want the graphics to be a little sharper.
Yep.
I want the challenges to... I want the set pieces to just be bigger and better. I don't want to suddenly be...
It's like your Mission Impossible
movies. I don't want
mini games
at the end of a level.
Yeah,
you know?
It's like Mission Impossible. The formula is similar, not exactly the same, and they try and make it more impressive the next time.
Yeah,
and I think there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
So some things you got to keep the same, some things you mix up. That's a key to a healthy marriage.
That's right.
So
I love you, Tom Cruise.
It's great so far. I've finished uni at the end of this week.
Ooh, baby.
The weather's getting colder and I'm really looking forward to just a few nights in of just like getting stuck into this.
Man, I want to say
by this I mean Adam Knox's butthole.
Oh. Well,
the ultimate winter warmer.
It's definitely Uncharted up there. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh, very good.
But I know we already said
it. By the way,
what
kind of memes do you reckon we're going to get out of this game? I reckon it'll be, because I don't think memeing was like as, like, what, 5 years ago?
Yeah.
We weren't quite at the level we're at now. I reckon.
No. We've reached peak meme. Like, maybe. It might start to go on a downward trend.
Do you think
soon.
We could get whoa to become some kind of Uncharted based meme?
How would you write it?
Pictures of Nathan Drake on the edge of something funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put Drake on the edge of Drake cover on the edge of a building.
I'm keen to get an accurate count of how many walls across the whole game, because we counted five in the hour that
it should be in that list of statistics they do.
Yes. Walls. Well, we were saying it would be great if like. If this came out on PC and people could mod the shit out of it, fuck it, it'd be good.
Yeah.
Like, there's a bit where the prison guard is talking to you about, like, this guy who, like, went around on a pirate ship and had all these riches and he had them hidden in a certain place and jewelry and coins and just in this one room. And I was, like, going, it's literally like he's talking about Wario. Like, that's literally all the character traits of Wario. I was like, what if you could just mod this game where it's, like, now... just Wario's in it.
Or one of those ones. Did you ever see the one of, I think it was Skyrim, where every noise was replaced with the from Home Improvement?
Yeah.
If you replaced every whoa, 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 whoa with him sliding down the edge of a cliff. Going,
Did I do that? What if you could just have him dressed like Austin Powers for the whole thing? Like,
groovy, baby. Or Bender, and he can go, fry. Remember all those T-shirts?
We also we had a little bit of a go at the multiplayer mode, which I feel like today is the only day that it's going to be playable before everyone has gotten too good at it before it to be enjoyable. But I had a very brief go of it on the... Did the second one have multiplayer?
The second and the third, I'm pretty sure, did.
I've had a very brief go of both of them, and I just found it to be like you're just the exact... kind of the same mechanics as the actual game.
Mm-hmm.
But you're just running around and shooting at other people.
Yeah.
For me personally, I kind of didn't feel like it worked. It didn't really...
They've always been a little bit of like an afterthought thing.
This feels really good, this one, I have to say so far.
Yep.
We just played one level of it. We did it's a little tutorial thing to get you in. Mm. You earn money during it and you can buy these little kind of like...
grenade,
special
launcher,
weapon things.
Yeah. Like mystical powers.
Yep.
Mystical power. They're kind of leaving the realism of the actual game kind of aside for a bit. I think it seems really cool.
Yeah, you know, it does.
I would actually go in and do the game.
Because like when you shoot someone enough, they go down and then you've got to get them a bit more for them to actually die. They can still be revived. And running up and just kicking someone in the face is really satisfying. And it's also like a cool thing to be given that little second chance.
Able to get the cash and to like buy things in mid-game is cool.
Yep.
You have your little grappling hook thing, which is a cool mechanic.
That was cool. Yeah, that was fun to swing around the world. And
So you pick a weapon set at the start. start?
Yeah, so like a class, like your assault, your first, your medic or whatever.
Yeah.
But they
yeah.
don't really do many different things. It's just like, do you want a shotgun or a sniper rifle?
Yeah.
And which
the,
is fine.
The level that we played, I thought was like really well laid out. Like
totally.
I thought it was well designed.
Yep. Moving around in that fashion as well. I guess some of the more recent sort of shooter games have done a bit of that movement stuff. But it's cool. It adds something to it.
I actually, I could see myself actually, like every other one of them that I've had, I've played it for about 10 minutes. I had some friends who were really into, I think, the second or third one.
Mm.
I played with them once, but even that, I was just like, ah, I just can't, this just doesn't feel like it's a fun multiplayer game. Like, the mechanics aren't quite there. Mm-hmm. Like, they hadn't tweaked it enough to make it its own thing.
Well, they've gotten better. Like, the multiplayer for The Last of Us was actually really good.
Right.
Did you ever play any of that?
No, I didn't.
Know.
It was fucking awesome. Like, you were two teams of, like, the survivor people who were clashing over some resource or whatever.
Right.
I have to say, I love it now how every 3D game just has multiplayer in it.
Mm.
Just
much,
has a multiplayer mode. Like, that was 64 era when there were 3D platformers. Like, I always was like, man, a multiplayer mode in this would be so cool. And then it sort of started
What would
happening.
You do? Well, man, multiplayer Banjo-Kazooie.
Well, they did it.
Did they?
They actually did it. They did multiplayer.
They did Donkey Kong
multiplayer,
right,
which I thought was really cool. Where you, because you had guns in that. You had like peanut guns and.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I played that.
Donkey Kong versions of guns. And then Banjo-Tooie had a multiplayer mode in it that was like all these. I think it was just all these weird mini games. I don't know if it was.
Right. That rings a bell.
Yeah. But it's. But it would
Conker's
never get
Bad
put in.
Conker's Bad Fur Day actually have
Conker's
really,
Bad Fur Day had a huge one in it.
Yeah,
that sort of started to happen at the end of the 64. But even then, like the limitations of the times, I just couldn't fit it in. And now it's like everything as a given just has.
Yeah,
it's gone the other way, kind of annoyingly, where there are a bunch of multiplayer games that I kind of wish had more single player stuff for them.
Totally.
Big
when
time.
Like I was thinking
Battle
about
Battlefront. Like, a good Star Wars narrative game again would be nice.
Yeah.
Or even just the ability to play it offline. Like, a lot of them don't even have, like, the bots and stuff that you used to have.
Yeah, that's
which,
true.
Which, again, like, this always bothers me. The same thing with, like, having the big 5 gigabyte patches and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
In 10 years or whatever, and that's not that long, you won't really be able to play any of this stuff anymore.
Big
it's
time.
Gone.
Yeah. Big time.
Which is...
Because for me, like, I kind of... I'm not someone who's, like, super into chatting with strangers on video games online.
You
like,
and I differ very much. no,
my
sane
friends,
human being should
yeah,
like
my friends don't. It's not like I have heaps of friends who are into that stuff.
Yeah.
So for me, just playing with bots is like on the console is like pretty much the same as like it's someone who you can't see who you can set a difficulty and they'll be really good. Like it's not.
Yeah, exactly. I've never gotten good enough at a multiplayer game really ever where I'm like, man, this computer is real easy to beat. I'm not fucking Garry
Kasparov.
And
I don't have that pride of like wanting to go on and like build up my stat. Like I don't really care about. I'm not competitive that much.
Yeah,
so
like
I don't
unlocking the weapons
like,
and
or
shit.
No, just being on those like world leaderboards and stuff.
Yeah,
I sort of don't care. Like
speaking of that though. I actually played a little bit of. Are we ready to move on from Uncharted? Because I played.
Yeah, I think. You know, we'll have more to say next time we record.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna buy it myself tomorrow. And
I'm
play it over the
gonna
weekend.
Gonna give it a go during next week at some point. I'll be
have
able
played
to.
A bit more. And next time we record, we'll have a guest in here who has played it. Is way more ahead of all of us, so he'll have plenty to say, I'm sure. But what have you got, Knox?
I played a little bit of the like open beta thing that was free of Overwatch.
Oh, you did right.
Yeah, and that's a multiplayer shooter. It's made by Blizzard.
Mm.
Now, because there's sort of there's that and there's Battleborn.
Yeah,
are they kind of similar games?
I haven't really looked at Battleborn. From what I've read and seen about it, not really.
Okay,
and like, is Battleborn's like a single player story game? Is it?
I think it has. No, it's mainly multiplayer.
Oh, really?
But it's sort of Battleborn is apparently more similar to like those Dota games, and it's a lot more focused on like being a very specific. Type of team thing that I don't know doesn't seem appealing to me.
Yeah,
Overwatch is more like Team Fortress 2. Mm-hmm. If you ever played that,
mm-hmm.
So you pick a you know you've got like 15 different characters who all have different moves and stuff.
Yep.
And it's just like a multiplayer shooter. You got to capture this area or escort this thing. And it seemed pretty cool. I didn't play a huge amount of it, but it looked really good and it played well and it people seemed to be positive about it.
Yeah, cool.
So,
and when's it out?
It's out on the 24th or the 25th, something like that.
Right.
End of the month.
Yep.
And it's good because you just pay the price of the game and then all of the maps and characters and stuff they bring it after that will be free.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is... And people are complaining about that for some reason.
Right.
Like, it's swung in an opposite direction.
The game's more pricey than it would have been otherwise?
It would have been a free-to-play one at some point, right. But then you would have had to pay extra for all the extra characters and shit, and it would have ended up costing you way more money than you would have wanted to play.
I guess the bummer of that is if you're someone who doesn't really care about too much of that shit and you just kind of want to like play
it
for a bit.
But then like, I don't know, it's not that much money. It's like $50.
Well, but also games just cost money. So that's like, it's not like
And it's just so strange to see in like the last like 5 years or whatever, people swing so much around on the, because I remember when stuff started being free to play, they were all like, this fucking bullshit, this mobile bullshit, blah, and being dicks about that. And now it's swung the other way around where they're like, oh, am I having to pay for this? What's wrong with you? I'm getting it for free. It's like just
it's exactly that.
It really, but it seems good.
Yeah, cool.
I'm going to probably get that when it comes out. So I'll have more to say about that in a month or so. Mm-hmm.
That's cool. I do like that happens now that there's that with demos and betas and getting to have a good crack before it goes comes out is pretty cool.
Well, it was the same with the Doom one and people seem to hate that. And now they're, because I've been thinking about whether or not I'm going to get that. I kind of want to and almost feel a little
obligated.
We've got to
do a date because this is the thing. Yeah. This is what I was worried about with this episode. The Far Cry Primal one was kind of like good for us in the way that there was like enough problems with it and there were like we could kind of like goof around about it. This is kind of what I thought would happen with Uncharted where we're all just like, it's real fucking good.
Yeah.
Like if it weren't for the we would have nothing that funny or fresh.
Uncharted,
to sound
more like Funcharted.
Yeah.
Hey. See us next week, same place.
So
Ben said that before.
Yeah, I said it off air.
But you made a noise like you were annoyed that I
You took my closing remarks.
We need to make more of an effort to go in on some stuff that we think is a big chance. Like, Doom is a big game.
And it's got a big chance to not be great as well.
I reckon we need to do one of these for that.
It comes out on Friday.
Oh,
Friday
really?
The 13th. Spooky Doom Day. Spooky Hell Day. So we could play that on Saturday.
We could do a bit of that. Yeah. We could maybe do that.
Fuck.
Or just in the next. Yeah. We should have a session with it and talk about it.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's going to suck.
Yeah. It really doesn't look good.
Yeah.
I watched a video of it and it's got like all this really fucking undo me stuff of like ranking up your skills and getting all your fucking like skills and weapon upgrades and shit.
Oh, right.
That like in other games kind of work, but like I don't really want to.
And also the time, like coming out like 3 days after Uncharted.
Yeah.
Like, God. Good luck, guys.
This month is kind of rough because that, like, for people who want like a multiplayer shooter as well, they've got that Battleborn one.
Yep.
Overwatch is out soon. It's going to get trounced.
Mm. Yeah. Well, Call of Duty and Battlefield 1 are coming up soonish. Right?
In like October and November, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's okay.
Because
they've got a while until then. They always come out around then. But those trailers were
weird.
Because you read it. What was the thing you read?
So it was a Forbes article, and it was someone who'd kind of actually taken a good look at this. The Call of Duty.
They better have done it if they're writing an article about it.
Yeah.
What I reckon. I haven't really looked at it, but.
So last week we did the reaction to the Call of Duty trailer.
Yes.
Infinite Warfare. Which we thought looked terrible and it was terrible. And
Section of that episode annoyed someone who I know who listens to this a great deal.
Because it was a lot of silence?
Because it was silence and we'd made no effort to get the audio of
Well, because I was on mic. Yeah. I was positive we were just going to watch it and then talk about it afterwards.
I did cut out a lot as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I cut out a lot of the faffing about.
Well, this person who I'm talking about is the same person who's going to be on this show on Saturday. So can talk to him about that then.
Right. We can apologize then.
Well, it was very impromptu. We're not, you know, we're fucking...
I like it. Yeah. I stand behind it 100%. I'm actually now angry at you for cutting any of it out. I think it all should have stayed in.
Yeah. But so that trailer came out, what, like 10 days ago or something. And then the Battlefield 1 trailer came out like 5 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
The Battlefield one was it's set in World War One.
Yeah.
The backing song is a cover of the White Stripes Salvation Army.
Like a dubstepy one.
Yeah.
You know, World War One.
Yeah. It's actually
World War One.
Because
it sort of sounds like dubstep.
Yeah.
World War One.
Not as bad as the Call of Duty one. But so what's happened is that the Battlefield one trailer has been like thumbs up on YouTube like 1.7 million times.
I read a thing, like just a headline before, that it's the most thumbs up trailer ever.
Yes.
Wow.
That's on YouTube.
For anything?
It is the Gangnam Style of trailers.
Wow.
Yeah. Because like this article I read kept updating itself, being like, oh, now it's hit blah. But the Call of Duty one has been thumbs downed the most of anything.
Wow.
Which seems like it does not fit actual human behavior.
Vote rigging. Yeah. Al Gore won.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
I know that. Whoa,
Gundam style.
So what you say, what that tells us is that the world could not have been more ready for a dubstep remix of the White Stripes.
Seven Nation
the world
Army.
Absolutely not ready for a Bowie.
Yeah, but Jack White didn't die a month ago, you know? Yeah. Like that
maybe
was,
that's what it is.
What a poorly fucking timed song.
Yeah.
The deals must have, like, the ink must have been dry on some shitty deal where, like, they couldn't get out of having a shit version of Space
No,
Oddity.
I disagree. I reckon it was deliberate. I
reckon,
do you reckon they did it because
they jumped in after he died?
He died long enough ago that there's no way
that
would
like
have been...
a few days before they're like, fuck, can we get a Prince song on this? Can we fix this up?
I reckon they were wanting to tap into nostalgia and current. And also, I reckon the thinking would have been, you know, as big as Bowie is, and this is, you know, true of any artist, there still would be people who, like with the U2, when U2 put that album on everyone's phones, there was all those like tumblers of people going, what the fuck's U2?
Yeah.
Like people, there would have been people who would have just like, I reckon like teenage, like 13-year-olds and stuff, who just had discovered Bowie like after his death.
Mm-hmm.
With
if
their,
you
like,
were like a 12 or 13-year-old who doesn't know who Bowie is, what the fuck does ground control to Major Tom mean to you? Like,
well, I reckon they were trying to tap into a bit of recent, like get a bit of cred of like kids who've like just learned about that song or whatever.
Yeah.
So to kind of connect with them in just that. So kind of the nostalgia of people kind of revisiting Bowie and also people just finding out about it. I reckon they thought... I reckon that was them thinking, we are fucking striking while the iron is
hot. I think I tend to agree with
that. I'm willing to bet they didn't even put that much thought into it and they just went, oh, well, it's set in space this time, so is there a song about space?
Yeah.
You that know, one that... song about space.
Yeah. Well, name another one.
Rocket Man.
That's about a man and his difficulty living away from home.
The theme...
in space!
Yeah.
The theme from Space Odyssey.
What is Space Odyssey?
The 2001.
Oh, 2001, a space... You mean the Blue Danube?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. The theme from Space Odyssey.
Yes! Yes!
That evil guy theme, you know, it goes da-da-da-da.
Space Cowboy.
Oh, yeah.
There's two songs. There's a Jamiroquai one.
Yep.
And there's that other cunt that did one.
What about Always Take the Weather With You? No, that's about the weather.
Well, you've got to go through the weather to get into space.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So that would have fit well. Yeah. That would have been fine. Because you do see them taking off in that trailer.
Yeah.
Drops of Jupiter? Another one?
Tweet us. Tweet us with your favourite space song.
Tweet us. My favourite band.
Tweenage Dirtbag.
Oh!
Yes! We have to kill ourselves now.
Oh, dear.
Let's do next episode. Everyone send us your favourite space songs and we'll just listen to them all and rank and review them.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah,
I'm willing
Top
to do that.
Top 10 space songs.
That, like, some of that Daft Punk album.
Oh, the theme to Space Jam.
Yeah.
I Believe I Can Fly.
Yes.
Into space.
Yeah, yeah.
I was one you just said. You actually had a good one.
Oh, fuck, I can't remember
Oh,
now.
The Daft, yeah, that Daft Punk album.
Yeah, yeah.
The cartoon where it was
That's
all
right.
Oh, yeah.
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 Well,
one
and
more
that,
time.
Like that last one, like Contact and stuff, that had a recording of an astronaut who thought he'd saw an alien.
Ooh. What? Spooky.
Yeah.
Oh, that Daft Punk album.
You know Buzz Aldrin believes in aliens?
Yeah.
Or like believes that we've seen aliens and they're here and it's being covered up? Yeah, he went to the
He'd know.
Mars
he
or
stood
whatever.
In a warehouse and pretended to have gone to the moon. He'd
know. In front of Stanley Kubrick. Yeah.
He met the aliens who were all Hollywood executives.
Hollywood.
So what do you think's going on here? That's a weird coincidence.
I think that Dice has paid someone to do
it. Andrew Dice Clay?
Yes.
Hey, Hickory Dickory Dock.
Call of Duty could suck my cock.
Oh, yes.
That's probably... likely, but it might also be that, like...
Or just not Dice have done it. A fan has done it. Someone who loves
or Battlefield. EA in some capacity.
But to hit
but
a
like the pendulum... Like
to break a record? How can
that
one person who's a fan of something have that much influence?
No, a fan has made, like, a bot piece of software. And
possibly.
Mm.
This is kind of not related, but do you want to hear a sort of interesting story about bots?
Yeah. Yes.
Do you remember how the Herald
Sun...
reminds
me of you and me.
Do you remember the, Herald Sun last year on their comedy festival part of their website?
Oh, yeah, this is an interesting story.
You could vote on
is it
a review.
Sarcastic or not? I can never tell with you anymore.
I can't either.
you could vote on a review of a show, but with what you thought of the show.
Yes.
So whatever the show got, you could vote from 5 stars to 1 star. But it was
and
like
I had
from,
this stupid. You're waving your arms back like and forth awesome, to simulate. There was like a lol, a OMG. Fucking lolometer down the bottom.
Yeah. And it was from like OMG
to meh.
Yeah.
Ugh, so. The worst.
On my one, it had like a normal amount that most people's do. So it had like 20 fives and whatever numbers, normal numbers.
Yep.
And then 612 one stars, something like that. Just like hundreds and hundreds of like more people than came to my show.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Just hundreds and hundreds of one star ones.
Yeah.
And I don't know to this day how it happened. I don't know who did it. We checked on like multiple computers. Like it looked real. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I really don't know how
that is the stupidest function to have on a website that you can just go on the review and vote without having.
But you could only vote once.
You saw the show.
You could only vote once as well.
Yeah. I know. I had to go onto 612 different computers to do that to you.
I was driving around all day. Yeah, really
611
weird.
Should do it, but I'd better get one more in. Mm.
It was more than 612 as well. I just picked a number.
It was like hundreds. 683 or something.
I think by the end it had gone over 1,000 as well. Fucking it was hell. Fucking nuts. It was really
weird.
Let's
get really our listeners
weird.
To, what was the show called? Get on there and
bother
get it to
because,
2,000.
Nah, don't worry.
You get to read the review.
Well, and also they don't have that element of the website there anymore. That shut down after
you
the Comedy
broke
Festival
it.
Ended. Yeah.
You broke the lolometer.
Just a bunch of red flashing lights and steam coming out of big like submarine panels.
You're king of the view count, Noxy, because you got that dumb video that went like viral.
I'm king of the view count. That's
yes,
me.
Yes.
I made the Battlefield 1 trailer.
No, you made a very funny video that was based on those, like, a man photographed himself every day for 20 years and here's the video. What was it? Yours was...
I did a man photographs himself 30 times a second every second for 12 seconds. And it's a 12-second video of me looking at the camera.
Yeah,
and then at the end, I
great
cough
bit.
Because it was a joke. And fucking so many goddamn people have gone like, this is just a video.
Yeah.
This isn't even actually...
It makes you just so mad at the human race.
And they keep saying, like, don't you mean 24 frames per second?
Yeah.
And I looked up exactly how many frames per second an iPhone records
at.
It's 30.
Yeah.
And also, like, so many people going, like, if this was photographs, there shouldn't be any audio.
Oh,
and that's
man.
Why I coughed to make that joke at the end of it. Like, fuck, man. If any of you cunts
this is so
there,
good. This is so good.
What's the view count at? Do you know?
No, I can look it up.
Because you sent this to us.
Because
we
say this, and the listeners won't have any context, but it is actually a lot of people have viewed this.
Yeah. But so you sent this to us, and we were like, oh, that's pretty funny. Mm. And then all of a sudden, within like, a couple of weeks or something, it was like, fuck, this video's gotten a shit ton of views.
Yeah, because like Reddit got a hold of it and other people have just started tweeting about it.
Well, but then...
Yeah.
I was on one of those fucking Facebook pages.
Semi-recently.
Oh, yeah.
Semi-recently, I found this. You showed up on a page that I followed called YouTube Screenshots.
Yeah.
So it was just... They'll typically... It's just like a photo of your head with the caption of it underneath, which kind of... Generally, YouTube Screenshots is like... Look
a
at
bunch
this,
of fucking weirdos?
Yeah, look at this fucking stupid-looking kid that we freeze-framed on. And it's like kind of like they're sort of making a joke out of what the video is. All they're doing by posting your thing is just the same joke that you're making.
But it is like all of it is like photographs of people who look strange and have written a strange thing as the description.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they thought they were breaking that pattern with me. That's what I'm worried about. They thought, look at this weirdo.
But what do you want? What do you actually got?
It's at 100 and something. 134,413.
That's a lot of views.
That's a lot of views.
It sounded like you were just going to go like 134. Like where you go, fuck, you got so many views. We're just the
I should have fucking monetized it.
Yeah,
because this is the thing. You did this like a month before the Comedy Festival or something.
Yeah.
And then it goes big and you're like, duh, is it too late for me to put an ad in there?
In the description, I've put links to the Comedy Festival shows I was doing, but I put them far down so you had to hit the button because I didn't want it to wreck the joke of the thing. Well, because it looks like fucking... it is gross self-promotion and I don't want to be a party to that. That's gross.
Well, you'll always be poor.
Not when I've got somebody else doing that gross shit for me.
That's,
Also, my account name is Daryl Summers 69420, which, like, I don't think people are able to identify who I am and if I've got a... But it's not
That's
about...
True.
I'm not doing it for the views, man.
You're doing
I'm
it for
doing
the art.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was great art.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. I'm Peter Jackson.
I reckon
I couldn't
we...
think of a real artist.
Peter Peter Jackson,
yeah,
director of Heavenly Creatures. And
no, the cigarette maker.
I reckon we put a pin in this. What do you reckon?
Yeah,
we've talked about video games a lot on this episode.
We certainly have. We barely talked about our pants at all.
We talked about our pants for way too long.
What do you got, Knox?
There's a couple of things. Did you ever play Dawn of War, Ben? You might have done.
Yeah, I did.
They announced a third one of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's like, you know those, the Warhammer things?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a fun strategy game version of that.
Yeah, it's like a, not like your old like Command & Conquer. It's
like
more
StarCraft
like a,
or whatever.
Not well, like your grandpappy's Command & Conquer.
Yeah, it's, well, it was more like you have you, like a... squads, like not like
that was the second
20
one.
Units.
In the second right. one, that was I think. And the okay. first one was a bit different, and it was more just like Command and Conquer.
Right, right, right.
And I think this one they're saying. I'm just seeing if there's any other stuff we should talk about here.
Yeah,
what's happened during the
week?
Oh,
I saw on Polygon. I think you can do. You, there are going to be mods for Uncharted on the PlayStation.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
really.
Wow.
Yeah,
that'd be cool. Like, yeah. did they say? Do they have any idea what?
Can I?
It was a video, so I didn't.
Fuck.
I just saw the headline.
Can I be Sonic the Hedgehog?
Yes.
And play through Uncharted.
Fuck yes.
Because you know who fucking loves treasure? Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
He's always
yeah.
getting those gold rings
yeah.
and all them treasured games that he's been in.
Well, yeah. while we were playing, I was saying it would be funny if they had just like put one just big, massive departure for the series.
Oh, yeah.
Like in the style of when you would play Sonic and you would take too long to move, he would like sort of look into the camera and give you a hard time.
There
if
is
Drake
one
just started doing that, just breaking the fourth wall and talk. Like if you make him jump over a big ledge, him going, whoa, take it easy.
There is one thing I read about that's in that kind of might make you happy.
Okay.
But I'll let you see it.
What?
I'm just teasing you. I'm putting out a teaser.
Oh,
you read about something that's in the game.
I read about something that's in Uncharted 4 that is actually along those lines.
Is it a mod where you can play as Drake the Rapper?
No.
That's a good idea.
Well, I'm going to make it.
I'm gonna is it a mod where you can play as Parappa the Rapper?
Oh, that's way better.
That's yeah, very
go.
Good.
There you go. All right, I think we leave this for here. We got other stuff. We can talk about it next time.
If the listeners have also started playing Uncharted 4, tweet us what you think. No spoilers, though.
If you hashtag Uncharted 4, you get a cool little Nathan Drake emoji.
Yeah.
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 That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Keep hitting us up, Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff.
Yep.
It's been great. Bit of action on the old socials in the last couple of weeks.
Yep.
Great hearing from people.
We'll keep putting up content.
Yes.
Which you're liking, which is nice.
The gig that me and Ben run is back in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Catfish Comedy every Tuesday at the Catfish, 3032 Gertrude Street. Fitzroy.
3032.
Jesus Christ.
Spoke
we're at Dasilo, at Ben Vanell, at Adam G. Knox on
That's
Twitter.
Me.
Oh, and Knox is on my other podcast this week, The Little Dum Dum Club. So if you haven't already listened to that, check that out. You were very funny on
That's
there.
Out tomorrow.
Cross promo.
All right, guys.
Wednesday. Not just tomorrow, wherever you are.
It'll be online.
Oh, I guess it's, yeah.
Thanks heaps for listening, guys. And as we always say in here at Filthy Casuals.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah, that one was obviously.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.